Chazor zeichen nesha shabachi chesu shagamim v'am yuhudim zeichu shabbos af kufan amit hei. Mishnah said Safi van Dragons v'chulu. Brayse says, the pasuk says Orla Soy, which teaches that only the Mila of a Vadai is Doicha Shabbos, but the Mila of a Safik is not Doicha Shabbos, and the Mila of an Androgyn is not Doicha Shabbos. Yehuda says the Mila of an Androgyn is Doicha Shabbos, and an Androgyn who doesn't have a Mila done is Chayiv Karis. Brayse continues that Orla Soy teaches that only a definite Mila is Doicha Shabbos, but the Mila of a baby born ben Hashmoshes is not Doicha Shabbos, and the Mila of a baby who's born already Gemalit is also not going to be Doicha Shabbos, like, because Beishamai says that someone who's born Gemalit, you have to make some blood flow from him, just to be Yoytza Mila, but that's not done on Shabbos, but Hillel says there's not even a need to do that. Shimon Elazar says, Beishamai may still actually agree that even if a baby is born Gemalit, still you have to have some blood flow from him to be Yoytza Mila. You have to be afraid that there is some orla there just pressed down, and that's why you have to cut off something. Achleikus is a ger who was megayer after having already done a mila before he was megayer. In that case, that's where Beishamai says you have to have some blood taken from the mila, and Beis Hillel says there's no need to do that. Mori asks, what does Bryce mean when it says that the mila of a suffix does not override Shabbos? Mori says it refers to the halacha that you now do a mila on Shabbos for a baby that may have been born in the 8th month, and therefore is not destined to survive. Rav passes like the Tanakama's version of the Machlokes between Beishamai and Hillel, and Shmuel passes like Rav Shimon Elazar's version of the Machlokes between Beishamai and Hillel. Rabbi Rahav had a child who was born Gemalot. He went to 13 different expert Moyalim to try to find someone who would draw blood on the 8th day, which came out on Shabbos, to be Yoytze this Mila. Finding no one who would do so, because even Beishamai doesn't allow it to be done on Shabbos, he did it himself, and he injured his son terribly, made him into a Kur Shofra. And he said, I deserve for this to have happened to me because I didn't follow the psak of Rav. Rav Nachman told him, you didn't follow Shmuel either, because even according to Shmuel, you're never allowed to be, the keys can't be done on Shabbos, because it's only a Sofik. Rav Adar Bar Ahava held that Shmuel said his psak as a Vadai, not as a Sofik, and therefore, according to him, his understanding of Shmuel would be done even on Shabbos. Rabbi Yosef says this as well, it's a Vadai, and he brings a proof from a Braise where Rabbi Eliezer, a Kapra, says that Beisham Beis Hillel agree that a baby born, Gemalot, has to have blood drawn from him. They only argue whether it may be done on Shabbos. From the fact that Rabbi Eliezer HaKapper says that it must be the Tanakama who argues on Rabbi Eliezer HaKapper holds, that all would agree that the drawing of this blood for the Gemal of the baby is even Doicha Shabbos. Where it says no right from the Brice, it could be Rabbi Eliezer HaKapper saying that Beishamai and Beis Hillel agree that it may not be done on Shabbos, in which case, there's no proof to Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Asi said a child whose mother became Tomei from the childbirth, which is a typical case, he has to wait until the 8th day to have the Mila. If the mother did not become Tomei from the childbirth, then he has the Mila right away, even on the first day. This is based on the Pasuk, Isha Kizaz, Yav Yolta Zachar, V'Tomei Shavas Yamim, and then, Uva Yoyim HaShmini Yimel B'Sar HaLos, it only applies to such when the mother became Tomei through the childbirth. Abaye asked, women who gave birth before Matan Torah didn't become Tomei, because this halacha didn't apply until the Torah was given, and yet the babies waited till the 8th day to have the Mila. Where it says, before the Torah was given, all babies had to wait for the 8th day. After the Torah was given, the waiting period was limited to these babies whose mothers became Tomei during the childbirth. Where it says, we learned that Rav Huna and Rav Chiya bar Rav argue whether a baby born through a C-section has a Mila done on the 8th day when the 8th day is on Shabbos. And that, so it seems that they all agree that the Mila is done on the 8th day when it's not Shabbos, even though a woman who gives birth through C-section doesn't become Tomei. Where he answers, the Shita who holds that the baby can't have a Mila done on Shabbos holds that way because he holds that there's no need to wait for the 8th day, and therefore it's not Doicha Shabbos. Where it says, Rabbi says, halacha is actually machalek among Tanoim and Abraisa. Abraisa said there's a case of a baby slave who is purchased right after he's born, and the Mila is done as soon as he's born, right when he's purchased. And there's a case of a slave who's purchased who waits till the 8th day, which means he's purchased along with his mother before he's born. There's also a case of a baby slave that's born into a Jewish ownership but has to wait till the 8th day to have the Mila done. His mother became pregnant while she's already owned by the Jew. And that's those are the cases. Rav Chama says if the mother's slave gave birth and then went to the mikveh for purposes of becoming a slave for a Jew, the baby born can have a mila done even on the first day. So Rav Chama Lakhari says that since the mother's slave doesn't become tamei from giving birth before she goes to the mikveh to become a slave, before going to the mikveh she has a din of a goy and therefore won't become tamei from childbirth, that's why the child doesn't have to wait till the eighth day, exactly like Rabasi said. Tanakam would argue on Rabasi and say that in either case the child has to wait till the 8th day to get the mila. In fact, the Gemara, how does the Tanakama explain the case in the Braisa of a baby slave being born into Jewish ownership and yet not having to wait to the 8th day to have the Mila done? Rabbi Yirmiyah says the case would be with a Yid bought a slave for her fetus. Because the Yid doesn't own the mother, it's different than a regular birth, and the baby doesn't need to wait for the 8th day to have his Mila done. Fact, the Gemara, that can work if you take a hold that Kinyan pays at Lavka Kinyan Aguf Dummy, so you don't own the mother either. But if you hold that Kinyan pays a Kinyan Aguf Dummy, then by owning the fetus, he is considered to be owning the mother as well. So Mishashia says, the case is where he buys the woman slave on the condition that he will not have her go to the mikveh. She'll never have the din of a slave of a Yid, and therefore her son can have a Mila even on the first day of his birth.